So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is, most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Cashflow Dad Life. This is episode 43. It actually amazes me. In my head, I'm thinking it's like episode 14. I can't believe we've done 43 episodes so far, but time flies when you're having fun, right? So today we're going to be talking about brick wall lies. What does that mean? When I say lie, when I'm saying lying, I'm not talking about lying on the ground. I'm talking about L-I-E-S. Okay, lies, things that aren't true. So we'll go into that in a second, but first I want to read our review of the week. And guys, if you haven't left me a review yet, please, if you have gotten value, and especially if you think that any part of my message is worth sharing, it just helps me get my message out to more people. iTunes boosts me in the rankings and whatnot, and it just helps me get my message out. So if you like what I'm showing you how to do and the value that I'm giving you, please leave me a review. I really appreciate it. So this one comes from Shag Dog. It says, content of your podcast episodes exceed all my expectations. You're the real deal, Ryan, and a very good source of true applicable information and systems to create real passive income. I look forward to reading your new book and applying the steps for success to grow a qualified buyer's list to partner with or market properties to. All the best. Thank you so much, Shag Dog. I really appreciate that review. And speaking of the book, guys, if you haven't claimed your copy yet, it's been 2 weeks since I released it. It's already getting amazing reviews. It's called The 7-Day Real Estate Survival Blueprint, How to Create $10,000 Out of Nothing in Less Than a Month. So there are two awesome proposals that I have for you in order to get this book. Number one, you can get it absolutely for free. All you have to do is pay the shipping costs if you go to cashflowdadlife.com/7. But I've got another awesome proposal for you, okay? I'm running a contest, and in mid-November, we're taking a cruise from New Orleans to Cozumel and back. It's just a 4-day cruise. And on this cruise, I teach the fast track training to real estate. And the total cost of this cruise is, you know, between $400 per person, per couple. So it's like $800 total. And then the cost of the actual fast track to freedom. So it's over $1,000 worth. And what I'm doing is I'm launching the book, The 7-Day Real Estate Survival Blueprint. I'm launching that on Amazon. And the Amazon game is, in order for people to want to buy your book, you've got to have reviews. And in order to get reviews, you got to get people to buy your book. So it's a chicken and egg kind of thing. So for all of my loyal listeners, I'm offering, if you give me the best review, if you buy my book on Amazon, so it's like $17 right now or $19.99, it's, you know, goes in between discounts and deals on Amazon. If you buy it on Amazon and leave me an amazing review once you get the book, the person with the best review, I will give you a free ticket. I'm sorry, two free tickets on the Cozumel cruise. So that pays for your spot, a buddy spot, or a spouse's spot, and it pays for the actual training. So you get to go absolutely for free on an awesome cruise to Cozumel and back while learning the fast track of real estate. So those are your options, guys. You can get the free book at cashflowdadlife.com/7, or if you want to buy it on Amazon and enter into a chance to win the free cruise, I really appreciate that too. So when you go on Amazon, you just search The 7-Day Real Estate Survival Blueprint and it should pull up. All right, back to the topic of today, brick wall lies. You always need three things to be successful. You've heard me talk about this before. You need mindset, skills, and strategy. Well, we talk plenty about skills and strategies, but today we're going to really delve in to mindset, because that's really the reason that most people don't have success is because of the mindset. So today we're going to talk about mental barriers and belief structures that prevent you from being successful. So the interesting thing is that if someone is pursuing a goal, say it's to buy real estate, there are always, always brick walls there. You've heard me tell my story before, but just a quick recap. When I was at my lowest point financially, I had no money. I had tons of credit card debt. I had no time because my corporate job was taking up 60 hours a week. I have very little experience doing anything in the business arena or real estate other than buying my house and a little realtor work. But when I was at this low point, I decided to pursue a dream. And that dream was to open up an indoor sports arena. Well, there were several huge brick walls that were threatening to stop the dream before it even started. To stop the dream when it was in mid-sleep, to stop the dream every step of the way, there were brick walls. Besides the fact that it would cost over $2 million to build the actual facility and arena, besides the fact that I had no money, no credit left, no time, and zero experience running a sports arena, I was just a guy who liked sports. I wasn't like a guy who ran administrative sports stuff. There were other very, very practical barriers besides those obvious ones. For example, I didn't know how to set up an LLC. I didn't know how to write a business plan. I had no idea how to project financials. No demographic information was available for me in the parish or on the websites to use to give to the consultant. I didn't know how to create or even know what an operating agreement was. There was no free span buildings in my area, so I had to find something to build, but I needed land under $4 a square foot to build, and there was no land to be found at that low price in an area that people would be willing to drive to. I needed to come up with $500,000 worth of investors. I didn't know how to structure equities. No bank would give me good loan rates. There wasn't currently a big enough base of adult soccer player customers to support the financials. The fire marshal was going to make us put a sprinkler system that would cost an extra $150,000 we didn't have. We couldn't get enough spots for parking that the parish wanted. Four of the investors got cold feet and backed out. Interest rates went up. The cost of dirt went up. We needed the building to cost between $50 and $60 a square foot, but all the proposals were coming back from the contractors for $90 to $120. Architectural plans were going to cost $20,000, and we had not projected that. Our vendors' turf pricing came in too high. Planning and zoning wouldn't let us sell alcohol, and that was a critical component to our business plan. It was brick wall after brick wall after brick wall after brick wall. And on top of all of this, we kept on hearing about how other people that were about to open up an indoor sports arena at the same time. So potential competitors, they're trying to beat us in the race. And there were 1,000 more brick walls that I don't even have time to discuss in detail. And every single one of them could have made me throw in the towel on this dream. So why didn't I throw in the towel? Well, before starting this pursuit, it was actually one very little thing. It was just like one phrase that completely changed my mindset. And I want to give that to you right now. So I started listening to this amazing lecture by a guy named Randy. I think it's Randy Poche or Randy Posh. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It was called The Last Lecture. You can look it up on YouTube when you get a chance. It's like an hour and a half long, but he was basically a teacher who was dying of cancer. And this was the last lecture that he gave. The entire lecture is about pursuing your dreams. And this is one line of his hour and a half long lecture that hit me right in the gut and stuck with me through this entire process. What he said was, the brick walls are there for a reason. The brick walls are not there to keep us out. The brick walls are there to give us a chance to show how badly we want something. Because the brick walls are there to stop the people who don't want it badly enough. They're there to stop the other people. And that's exactly what happened in my situation. There are tons of other people trying to open up an indoor sports arena in our area. And the only difference between me and them is that I didn't stop for every brick wall that was placed in front of me. Here's my message and my point when it comes to real estate investing. It's never, ever, ever, ever about you not being able to do something. It's not about the brick walls. It's about your mindset when you approach them. The problem is that a lot of us have been programmed with these bumper sticker lines that are just lies, and we allow them to prevent us from doing things. For example, you've heard it before. Whenever somebody backs away from an investment or doesn't get started in an investment or doesn't do something that could make them money, they always say, I can't because it takes money to make money. That's what people say as an excuse not to get started. I even hear this excuse from people who have like $50,000 sitting around, and it's just not enough to do the kind of real estate that they want to do. Well, I didn't have jack crap when I first got started. A bum sitting on the corner knows that he doesn't have to have money to hold out his hand and make money. It's just a lie. There are tons of perceived brick walls when it comes to real estate. Here's some of the things that I hear from people. I don't have money. I don't know how to raise money. I don't know how to find the deals. I don't have a real estate license. I don't have access to the MLS. I don't know how to write contracts. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how to negotiate. I'm not handy. I don't know how to make projections on repairs. I don't know how to protect myself against market fluctuations. Here's a little known secret. Actually breaking these brick walls, that's actually the easy part. It's so easy. It's easy to find the money. It's easy to find the deals. You don't need a license. You don't need access to the MLS. You don't need to be handy. You don't need to be good at projecting repairs. Projecting repairs is like the easiest skill to learn in the world. High school dropouts that sniff paint all day long can project repairs. It's easy. The problem isn't the brick walls themselves. They either don't exist or they're really more like moving past a feather than a brick wall. The hardest part is your mindset. You may have fears or you may have limiting beliefs about yourself, what you can do. But I would encourage you that if you're a person that tends to give up after a brick wall is put in front of you, then I would just recommend one thing. Be aware of when you say things in your daily vocabulary, like when you say the word, I can't because. Replace the word, I can't because with I can because. Robert Kiyosaki in his book talks about the difference between his rich dad and his poor dad because he says that his poor dad says, I can't afford it. And his rich dad says, how can I afford it? One statement is a false limiting belief that is for the lazy mind or the person who wants to give excuses for why they aren't achieving success. The other puts the mind to work and usually finds a way to accomplish the goal. So my son, he's a little shorter for his age. He's developed a limiting belief about his capabilities. So the word I can't came out of his mouth way too often. So what I did is I set up an I can't jar in the house. So whenever a kid said the word I can't, he had to put a dollar in the jar. So the next week, I kept asking this particular son to go get things done or to do things that were out of his reach. So I asked him to get a beer mug for me that was like on the very top of the cabinet. He first said, I can't, paid a dollar, and then he climbed on the counter, opened the cabinet, and used a roll of towels to knock the mug into his hands. I asked him to shut the back door of the Suburban. He said, I can't, had to pay another dollar, and then he climbed onto the back bumper, did a flying monkey leap to grab the handle, and then let the weight of his body bring the door down, pivoted his foot on the cement, and pushed the door shut. He had to cough up a lot of money, but eventually a good habit was created, and a new belief was created that he actually could do everything that he thought that he couldn't. So that's it, guys. That's the mindset tip today. Just remember, the brick walls aren't to stop you from success. They're there to keep everyone else out who isn't worthy of the dream.
Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.